This is The Naked Scientists. We're joined by marine archaeologist Dave Parham from Bournemouth University and, as you've just heard, Dr. Neil Woodward from Isotech Oil and Gas Limited and Cranfield University. Dave, we've had a question for you from Malcolm in Lowestoft. What are your views on exploring ships that were wrecked during the wartime? And is it okay to explore these, or should they be left as graves for the fallen?
The coasts of the UK are littered with wrecks from both world wars, which are extensively dived on by amateur divers and occasionally investigated by archaeologists. Several of these wrecks, like the Royal Oak and the Vanguard in Scapa Flow, are actually protected as designated sites because of the amount of human loss on them. Personally, I think that as long as people don't interfere with the war dead, I don't see an issue with people accessing these sites. It's no different really to the trench systems in northern France where people still walk across fields there, although we know there are bodies within the fields.
So I suppose it's more about awareness then. Thanks very much, Dave.